Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Audioboo. This is James Glory in Huddersfield, West Yorkshire, in the north of England with this morning's glory. We're going to start this morning with a bit of humour, and then we'll make a point. There was a Jewish and a Chinese man walking down the street, and suddenly the Jewish man turned and punched the Chinese man, knocking him to the floor. The Chinese man got up, turned to the Jewish man and said, "What was that for?" "Pearl Harbor," replied the Jewish man. The Chinese man replied, "I'm Chinese, not Japanese." So the Jewish man says, "Chinese, Japanese, they're all the same to me." They walked a couple more steps, when all of a sudden the Chinese man turned and punched the Jewish man, knocking him to the floor. The Jewish man got up and turned, saying, "Now what was that for?" The Chinese man replied to the Jewish man, "The Titanic." The Jewish man said, "What does Jewish have to do with the Titanic?" And the Chinese man says, "Goldberg, iceberg, they're all the same to me." Very funny. But this just sort of symbolises how a difference of opinion can be divisive, and destructive or misunderstanding can be very divisive and destructive. Today, are you misunderstanding someone? Is there someone straight away coming to mind who you know you have not given your time to? This person may be trying the hardest to relate to you, to communicate to you, to make a relationship with you, whether at school, whether at work, whether even in your own house, your own family. But for some reason you seem cold and indifferent or even close to them. Today, I want to challenge you to not be like this Jewish and Chinese man joke. I want you to open your hearts to those who are the most difficult. Many times in my life, when I was in addiction, when I was ungodly, when I was even criminal, I always thought that I knew best. I always thought that I had all the answers. And I thought everybody was as cynical and as deceitful as I was. And it's often the reason we're close to people is because we project our own inadequacies, social inadequacies, on other people. Often, when you get that instinctive feeling, "I think they're lying," and then it turns out that they weren't. This is not because how they dress or how they look. This is your own stuff. And today, Audiobrew, you need to bring it back to yourself. It would be wise today to challenge yourself to think, why am I close to certain people? It would be good order and discipline for you to open your heart to these people. For Christ Jesus came into the world and he did not close his heart to even the worst of people. You see, only sinners qualified. A lot of the religious leaders of the day were shocked and offended by the fact that he sat down with publicans, tax collectors and sinners. Yes, only sinners qualified for the kingdom of God. Now today, can you sit down with the sinners, tax collectors and publicans? Can you reach out today and open your heart to the unlovable? It's all very well loving those who love us, but Christ Jesus loved us first when we were unlovable. Can you do the same today? Call to mind that person again and look at them through different eyes. Instead of looking at them through your own coloured lenses, look at them through a new light, a light of love. Give them a chance today. Give them a chance to express themselves before rebutting what they've got to say mentally or verbally. Let them speak their mind. And don't be like that joke where, "Oh, they're all the same to me." Give people a chance today. And let's make the world a great place. This is James Glory. Starting with a joke, but becoming very serious. Huddersfield, West Yorkshire and the north of England on a snowy Christmas morning. Hallelujah.